Well, folks, we're opening up this week's inbox. I have John Thomas on the line. Hey, John.
Hey, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Thanks for having me back again.
Well, absolutely. We love having you here, and we love having you talk to our guys that write in, and we're getting more guys writing, so that's kind of exciting.
Guys writing is always a plus.
Well, it's not like they're writing us handwritten notes scented or anything, but
okay.
They do shoot an email once in a while.
Not with the little wax emblem on the back?
No, though I think that would be awesome if they would.
I do too.
Guys, we would appreciate that. Wax seals on your letters to Martha and
yeah.
I. Okay, well, this guy says, I'm a 22-year-old single male from Canada. Hey, Canada. Woohoo. And I'm lonely. I want to have a wife. I want to be married. And my friends all around me are getting married and starting their families. And here I am alone and single with no counterpart to turn to. What should I look for in a godly Christian wife? That's a big question.
That is a big question. The lead-in is a little different than what I expected
right.
on the actual question.
Yeah.
But I'll kind of touch on both of those. When I hear that, I really am taken back to my own time as a single guy, and I was well beyond 22 still asking that question.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't meet my now wife until I was 28 or something like that. And so I know what that feels like. I should say that first. I can empathize with where he is and wanting a wife, and that's good. We want him to want a wife. And Lisa, there are going to be, and this is kind of the big answer, there's going to be some questions that I just don't know the answer to. I mean, I don't know why some people want to be married and they're not. And I don't know why some people who are married want to get out and why they're in a difficult marriages that they are. But there's people on both sides of this, and they're asking, why am I in the situation that I'm in? And sometimes we can look at that and say, well, here's something, you know, maybe this is it or maybe that's it. But, you know, when you're 22 and you're just kind of entering into that season of life of looking and hoping and praying, and you're not there yet, I don't know. You know, I don't know why it's not happening today.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that we've got to be able to trust God's timing with these things. And so that's kind of my first answer, which is, hey, you're still young in this thing, and your heart is positioned right, that you're open to marriage. And it's very difficult, though, when you see everybody else kind of around you that they're already doing this. And you're like, what about me? When is this going to happen to me? But this guy should take a little bit of encouragement knowing that there's 23, 24, 25, and older ones who are also asking that same question. And so the answer to that is, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why we want some things from the Lord, and we know it's things that the Lord wants too, but his timing isn't there yet. Those are times when we turn to the Lord and just say, I trust you with your timing. But here is something that I would say to him and kind of anybody else in that situation, is a regular prayer should be something like this. Lord, if there is something that I'm doing that I need to stop that's causing, you know, this, then let me know. If there's something that I'm not doing that I should be doing, then show me what that is because I want to change that.
Yeah.
And outside of that, it's just kind of embracing the season that God has us in and saying, Lord, I just want to take the steps today that you have for me. And, I remember being there. I absolutely remember being there and saying, okay, well, Lord, this is the season, and I wish it were different. And we could kind of plug in all kinds of situations, Lisa, into this question. Waiting on the Lord's healing, waiting on the Lord's answer to this prayer or that prayer, or get me out of this job or get me into that job. Why those things don't happen in the seasons and times that we want them to, we don't know. But Boundless is full of the practical suggestions to this guy, which is try to be in the places where, you know, single girls who share your same values are. Be in churches that value marriage. Be in places. Let your network of people know that your heart is desiring marriage. And all those things that we talk about, those are the practical things that we can do. At the same time, there's no magic wand that we just wave over it and fix, you know, change our season. It's going to be in the Lord's timing, and we have to trust Him in that.
That's very true. I am encouraged by, in his statement, he does say that friends around him are getting married, so it doesn't sound like he's just, you know, stuck in a black hole, at least. So even
right.
He's
in an environment that values it, and
right.
That's a good thing.
Right, and even those friends can encourage him and can, you know, again, I always say never lose the power of your network. I think it's good that you mentioned that, because that is huge, especially in this day and age when a lot of people don't value marriage, so you have to find the people that do.
And one thing I failed to suggest, which we should all do in kind of whatever season we're in, where we sort of have roadblocks or questions and we can't kind of get through on our own. He's asked me, but I would encourage him to, you know, find a mentor, find an older guy, maybe even a married guy, someone he trusts, pastor, whoever, and say, hey, my heart is for this. Is there anything that you see that you would point to and say, here's an area that might could help? Here's an area of change that needs to happen. You know, maybe there's some social issues that he needs to address, or maybe that he can't see on his own.
Right.
It's always good to pull somebody else in who knows you and just says, hey, all my friends are getting married, and it seems to not be happening for me. Can you see anything that might help?
Yep.
And finally, as for what to look for in a wife, I think that, you know, Boundless is full of suggestions there, but you know, you want to find someone who obviously shares not just your basic Christian values, that's kind of non-negotiable in terms of what you believe about God and where you believe history is going and all those kinds of things, but also you want to find that one who shares in the things that you like and that you connect with and that you have a good chemistry with. What to look for is going to be one that you can see yourself with years down the road. And so that question is a lot easier than the other one. But if you place yourself in the right environment and be around the people that share the same values that you have, you're going to filter out a lot of those that don't share the values that that you have. And so just continue to look for that one or those that are in sync with where you are in the Lord and where you're going. And God will do some amazing things in getting you in the right place.
All right. Well, thanks, John, for sharing that good reminder, which is also applicable to the women on a number of fronts. Always good to get a mentor, get someone to give you a good mirror, and to look for the qualities that really do matter. So thanks, John, for weighing in on that.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, Lisa.
Okay, so everyone out there, we want you to write to us, editor@boundless.org. We especially love hearing from our international folks. Yay! So please continue to write to us. Also, I want to remind you all, I've mentioned this several times, but we are now on Stitcher Smart Radio, an app that you can get on your smartphone. So do download it and then like us on it, because that will drive us up kind of on their site and allow us to kind of be featured and more prominent there. It's just a great, I've had the chance to use it on my phone and I love it because I can pause the show and then it picks up right where I left off. So it's just really nimble and very easy to get to. I'm just kind of a fan. So FYI, go grab it on there. And like I said, like it as well. So that is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.